Anyway, I want to thank Chairman Merkley and Warner for letting us have this hearing and allowing me to participate. I've been very interested in this issue. I have a somewhat different approach than Senator Heitkamp. A while back, as you know, I called on federal authorities to shut down the website Silk Road, which they recently did. Many people interpreted my action at the Times as directed at Bitcoin, because Bitcoin was the sole method of payment on Silk Road, and assumed that I also wanted to shut down or stamp out Bitcoin. That is not the case. I do not want to shut down or stamp out Bitcoin. New York sits in many ways at the nexus of all the issues being discussed today. As financial capital, the potential for creation of a new payment platform and the rise of alternative currencies could have profound and exciting implications for the way we conduct financial transactions. As a rapidly growing hub for technology and VC venture capital, New York has every interest in building on the promise that technologies like Bitcoin have to revolutionize payment systems or even form the building blocks for whole new technology platforms. But all of that promise is threatened by the association of virtual currencies with criminal activities, from purchasing illicit goods and services to money laundering. If Bitcoin continues to attract attention, mostly as a way to finance purchases on websites like Silk Road, it's going to find itself in a digital wasteland. So in order for the legitimate uses of technology like Bitcoin to flourish, it's imperative that its susceptibility to illicit uses be addressed. There must be a way to separate the wheat from the chaff. So, bottom line is very simple. I would ask Mr. Galippi.
Yes.
I would ask Mr. Galippi, do you have any specific suggestions of how we'd separate the wheat from the chaff? What would you suggest to the witnesses on panel one to ensure that we address legitimate law enforcement concerns without duly inhibiting the development of these promising new technologies? Mr. Galippi.
Yes. Thank you, Senator Schumer. So I think you have to first understand that there's multiple parts of Bitcoin. There is the low-level protocol, which are the bits and bytes that make it work, and then there's the application and service layer that businesses and consumers can engage in. And this is typically where you find businesses like mine operating. So when you want to try to separate the legitimate uses from the illegitimate ones, you know, clearly, you know, the point to do that are by the visible service providers like ourselves, like BitPay. You know, we have over 12,000 businesses using our service to accept Bitcoin, and we have a very strict know your customer policy to make sure that we know every merchant, you know, who they are and what they're selling, because we only want the legitimate and good actors using our service. The bad guys are going to try to figure it out how to do it on their own. But it shows you with the recent arrest of the guy from Silk Road that just because you use Bitcoin doesn't mean that you can evade law enforcement, right? They caught the guy. He's in jail. So
took long enough.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of effort, and services like ours and others are willing to work with regulators to make sure that what we do complies with the rules, because we all share in the same and common goal to protect consumers from fraud and to prevent the bad actors from using the system.